This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Foreign ministers of European Union member countries met with Belarus opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya in Brussels Monday as they're discussing imposing sanctions on several Belarus officials, possibly including President Alexander Lukashenko. She urged the EU to, quote, be more brave, end quote, in taking action to support the opposition's battle against the authoritarian leader's regime. Despite a sixth straight weekend of mass protest against the six-term president over the disputed August election, the EU has yet to follow through on a threat to impose sanctions on Belarusian officials. German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas, whose country holds the EU's rotating presidency, said, quote, the violence that Lukashenko is exerting against peaceful demonstrators is completely unacceptable, end quote. Lebanese President Michel Aoun said Monday his country faces a crisis over forming a government and proposes annulling sectarian quotas in the main cabinet ministries. In a televised address partially published on Twitter, he said, quote, as the positions have grown harder, there appears no solution on the horizon soon. Half a dozen major Pakistani opposition parties have joined forces to denounce the military, which they accuse of meddling in politics and rigging the 2018 elections to bring Prime Minister Imran Khan to power. The six parties and some smaller groups signed a statement late Sunday announcing the creation of the Pakistan Democratic Movement to begin nationwide agitation. It may possibly culminate in a January march on the capital, Islamabad. The armed forces have ruled Pakistan for half of its history since independence in 1947. They deny meddling in politics or electoral wrongdoing. From Washington, this is VOA News. Indian authorities have confirmed at least 10 people died in a residential building collapse Monday morning in Maharashtra state. Search and rescue teams are working to find dozens of people who may be trapped in the rubble. At least 11 people were injured when the four-story building collapsed, according to the commissioner of the district where the collapse occurred. He said the building was more than 30 years old and was due for repair and renovation, which were delayed due to the COVID-19 lockdown. Another grim milestone as U.S.-related coronavirus deaths approach 200,000, according to Johns Hopkins University, which has been tracking the outbreak from the start. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The global number of deaths is reaching five times as many, with almost a million dead from the pandemic, according to Johns Hopkins, a staggering number that seemed impossible earlier in the year. However, experts say the real numbers are far higher because of undercounting related to how deaths are classified. Here in the U.S., while some states like New York have been able to lower the death toll since the peak of the outbreak, other states are getting hit with a resurgence, and experts warn of a coming second wave. I'm Julie Walker.
In Britain, the COVID epidemic is doubling roughly every week, and if it continues to do so, there would be about 50,000 new cases per day by the middle of October, according to the government's chief scientific advisor. Monday, during a televised briefing, he said, quote, at the moment, we think the epidemic is doubling roughly every 7 days, end quote. ByteDance and Oracle Corporation issued conflicting statements Monday over the terms of a deal they agreed with the White House over the weekend, casting doubt over President Donald Trump's preliminary blessing of the agreement. China's ByteDance was racing to avoid a crackdown on its short video app TikTok after the U.S. Commerce Department said Friday it would block new downloads and updates starting Sunday. U.S. officials had expressed concern the personal data of as many as 100 million Americans that use the app was being passed on to China's Communist Party government. ByteDance said Monday it will own 80% of TikTok Global, a newly created U.S. company that will own most of the app's operations worldwide. Oracle and Walmart, which have agreed to take stakes in TikTok Global of 12.5% and 7.5% respectively, had said majority ownership of TikTok would be in American hands. Massive sums of allegedly dirty money have flowed for years through some of the world's largest banking institutions, according to an international journalism investigation published Sunday. The story denounces shortcomings in sector regulations. The probe from BuzzFeed News and the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists reports. By remote, I'm Diane Robert, VOA News.